And now we're talking about You So Far Away, which features several emerging artists coming together to explore a diasporic experience, using self-portraiture in diverse forms to explore a longing for connection that transcends personal and cultural identities. This exhibition engages a wide range of mediums, from pensive works on paper to the physical body in motion. Today in the studio, we have featured artist Celine Cheng, who's examining the self through performance. Good morning, Celine. How are you?
I'm doing really good, Nicole.
Nice to see you again. Cool. So let's start with how You So Far Away explores a longing to bridge states of disconnect. Why do you think this is important to bridge and explore this sense of disconnect?
It is very important to explore this disconnect that we have as diasporic, as members of a diasporic community, because inherently, since our parents or previous generation have migrated to Australia, there is a sense that we could be disconnected to our culture since childhood. And through making art, we're making sense of this cultural confusion in between two cultures that we're raised in. We're seeking a connection to our culture, and in extension, that is a part of searching for identity.
And so in your creative process of kind of going on this journey of back to self in some way, how have you explored that in your work? What is your kind of process with dealing with your diasporic identity?
Me personally, I feel like I haven't really delved into that. So I figured I might talk about the show and the artists within the show as a whole, because we all have very, very different ways of exploring our identity, whether that be the diasporic aspect of it or whether that be somewhere deep inside us that's personal. So a lot of us started looking, it's about looking internally and journeying through our memories, through childhood, looking for places and images that we feel connected to, that appeals to us. And that would normally be the starting point.
And so what has manifested out of that? What works are there, and what kind of, there's a variety of mediums happening. Can you describe visually what we can expect?
Of course. I'm very, very happy to be talking about the artists who are getting involved. Victor, who has been my friend since the beginning of studying at UNSW Art and Design, he's doing these really, really beautiful small-scale work of stitched photograph. He stitched into faces. He created shapes of the people that were once there, absences, and making that a very apparent and haunting image, using childhood photographs as a medium. And he also cuts into paper in a traditional Chinese, as a traditional Chinese technique. Sarah, she's actually a florist. So in her practice, you could see a lot of images of flowers that are very delicate, very dreamy, very impressionist, but in black and white. She uses pencil, ink, and photography, distorting and blurring these images of flowers and waves, and it's just very, very evocative. It has this very zen feeling to it. And Manhei, who's actually a freelance photographer doing fashion photography. So these artists, they all actually have very diverse practices out there. His style is bold. He has sharp contrast in his photography, but the one thing that's very, very surprising about his body of work, that it's really abstract. It's a series of digitally manipulated photographs that resemble the Ishihara test you do when you test for color blindness. And in that work, in that body of work, Culture Blind, he explore what it's like to have two culture blurred and mingling together in these circular imagery that kind of represents our consciousness.
So there's a huge kind of variety of works and, as you said, different forms of exploration. How do you think these works kind of come together, and what kind of conversation do you hope is created by their kind of their existence around one another, curatorially speaking, I guess?
This is a question that we've been asking in the beginning, actually. The way that the show was conceived was basically through friends that I have made in art school, in high school, just throughout my life. I've seen their work progress. I've seen them create works that they just keep growing into their creative selves. And I see these connections between our work. Like Victor, he's always been a very quiet, composed and organized person. He creates these sensitive and delicate works that are small scale, but you go up close and you see the details. So does Sarah, actually. The work she creates is very minimal, it's very sparse, but when you have a moment to yourself with her work, you would feel very, very still inside. And it just started off branching out from a network of friends I know whose work are growing in a way that allows people to enter a zone of introspection. When you look at their work, you feel like, oh, these all need to be in a space, in a quiet space where people could enjoy it.
What better reason to have an exhibition, like personal enjoyment? Well, thank you so much for telling us all about the show today on the show. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.